If you've ever looked at the area around Salt Lake City's Pioneer Park and wondered why someone doesn't do something about the homeless population there, the city now has an answer. It today opened a new Community Connections Center.
It has a public street front at 511 West and 2nd South. Now, that's not far from the Rio Grande area where many homeless people congregate. Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown says the goal is to get people who are living on the street better access to addiction treatment and mental health care.
The mission of this Community Connection Center is to provide a safe environment for people to access individualized care, support, and appropriate community resources. Today, we start connecting people to those services, and we start healing the problem instead of incarcerating the problem. Gandhi once said, "A nation's greatness is measured by how it treats its weakest members." Today, Salt Lake City and the Salt Lake City Police Department are measuring very strong.
John Gordon knows what living on the streets is like.
It is a constant against your willpower, against your sanity, against your safety physically and mentally. Mostly mentally, it's the hardest because of the thought atmosphere down here. It's a thought atmosphere of shame and guilt and depression. And that's what you deal with every day. Mostly depression, shame and guilt, even when you're working. I tried to do something, you still come back to this environment and get trapped by it.
Now, those kinds of stories are what helped create the idea behind the Community Connection Center. Salt Lake City Councilman Stan Penfold says that we all need to look at homelessness from a different perspective.
I'm really hopeful that as a community we come together and start to look at homelessness from a little different perspective. Like, how do you help people get into services? How do you help them get off the street? How do you help them with their substance use challenges, rather than this cycle of arrest, release, repeat, arrest. That doesn't really help anybody.
Penfold says the center will also help police in their interactions with the homeless because they can immediately connect with them with helpful resources.
And that's good news.
It is.